Roland Martin.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
From my Washington, D.C. studio, Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom, how you doing? I'm actually from Memphis, Tennessee today. And so certainly glad to be with you. We're also live on TV One right now, reflecting on the life and legacy of Muhammad Ali. Just a moment, we'll be joined by Spike Lee here on the Joyner Show. But Tom, I got to ask you, for our television audience, I mean, you had a totally...
He just dropped out. From our Memphis studios, Memphis. Spike.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
We just lost Roland.
Well, the phone.
The phone. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, don't say that. No.
Yeah, you know.
This year we cannot say that.
You can't really say that.
Not in 2016.
Yeah. Your thoughts about Muhammad Ali. What do you remember most?
Well, I just remember this, a king. You know, someone as a kid growing up in the 60s to identify with. I mean, just him. You got John Carlos and Tommy Smith with the black raised fist in 68 Olympics, and Jim Brown and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. You know, these are men who made great sacrifices for not just African Americans, but for people all over the world. And, it wasn't such necessarily a surprise because you know that with Parkinson's, you know that eventually, but still, it's a big loss. And one thing I like to say is that so often, you know, with our heroes, they try to focus on the part where, you know, when they were accepted and forget about the time when, you know, when they weren't.
Mm-hmm. And there was a long period that people didn't like Muhammad Ali.
Oh yes, he was. You could make
white people did not like Muhammad Ali.
Yeah, when he changed his name to Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali declared he's a Muslim. Did not want to go. No Viet Cong ever called me the N word.
Yeah,
he was the most reviled American you could say. And so they always get this thing where, like, well, when they put us on a postage stamp, well, you know, he's kind and gentle, but they forget, you know, all the hate they faced. Mm-hmm. But still went out on the top. So, again, I think that we got to really start loving and appreciating our champions for heroines while they're alive. And for the young people, they need to do the research. And for many young people, Dr. Martin Luther King comes down to, you know, I have a dream, but that's not the essence other man. So we all got to do research and, you know, just keep our stories alive, our history alive.
Do you remember meeting him and your impression when you met him the first time?
Oh, he said, I'm going to knock you out, Spike. And, you know, his fist was a big as a, but he did that to everybody. You
yeah,
know?
He did
to everybody. So that was routine, but when that fist is coming to your nose, you don't think that's the movie. No, he was very funny. Loved people. Loved to be around people. People love him. So,
were you one of those guys who was introduced to, because a lot of the stories that are coming out, Spike, are men who are talking about the relationships with their dads and being introduced to the whole Ali life as a result of their fathers being, you know, boxing fans or being involved in the movement?
No, my father was, I grew up in a very conscious family, so, and my love of sports comes from my father. So it was definitely, you know, my father introduced me to Jackie Robinson, mm-hmm. Joe Louis, Muhammad Ali, you know, Giants, Willie Mays. So, you know, that's something that is passed down from father to sons. And unfortunately, you know, three out of four African-American households now are headed by a single mom. So that definitely has something to do with where we are now.
Were you in Atlanta when they had the exhibition fight and they gave him back his license and he became
No.
You weren't in school then?
I was not at Morehouse yet.
Oh, okay.
I was still in New York, but I do remember that first. You know, I was in junior high school. The first of the three fights against Joe Frazier, and I was sick for a month after he lost the fight. But I have to admit, though, I fell for okie doke because I believe what Muhammad Ali said, that Joe Frazier was Uncle Tom and all this
yep,
stuff.
Yeah, we sure did.
Yeah.
And that really hurt. Joe took that to his grave. And Muhammad Ali vilified him. And of course, they put that aside.
Yeah.
After many, many years, but I really had to.
Hey, Spike.
Oh, and just real quick though, Mass Square Garden. You know, Joe Frazier called the nicknames. One game, I went up to him and I told him, like, "Look, man, Ali got me, but I love you." I gave him a big hug. He said, "That's okay, Spike. I understand." Mm.
Called him a gorilla.
Spike, when you did When We Were Kings. When you did, yeah. When We Were Kings, just
well, I didn't do
how,
that.
How
I was
personal was that for
I,
you?
I did not direct. I was
Sorry.
Just in it. Oh, it was very, you know, Muhammad Ali is one of the...
That...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I mean, he's one
that,
of the most...
That documentary
most,
really yes. told an amazing story.
Yes. And when people need to hope they, hope people go out and... Especially new generation, they need to see this documentary, When We Were King. Amazing, amazing, amazing documentary.
Yeah,
and it's another big loss. Another big loss.
The Rumble. Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Spike Lee, we appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
And the irony is they were celebrating Prince this weekend. Spike was leading.
We had a big block party. But Prince in Brooklyn and Reverend Al Sharpton came out and he said a prayer for Prince and Muhammad Ali. So it was a joy and pain.
Mm-hmm.
Joy and pain.
What a year.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Spike. Right.
Thanks a lot, Spike Lee.